So good afternoon, everybody. You join us here on what is a glorious May the 26th day here on the English Riviera, and it really it does live up to its name today. It is fantastic. I am on the third boat I've been on today and going out to sea. I had the pleasure of taking a brand new Axopar 28 from Torquay to Dartmouth earlier, ready for a handover later this week, so that was a really nice treat to do that for once in a while. Would you believe, actually, when you sail boats, you very rarely go on them, which sounds ridiculous, but that's as it is. And we've just taken a very nice Princess 43 for a quick trip round the bay, just to give her a run up after lockdown. And we're now on a... What are we on now, Mark?
Genoa.
A Genoa. We're on a Genoa. A big Genoa. And we are going out to sea. So basically, Mark and I are together again. And basically what we're doing is, or I'm helping Mark as crew today, but what Mark's doing is, for a couple of clients who can't travel down to Devon and are being very sensible and not travelling down to Devon because they can't do it in a day, he's just giving their boats a quick run up, bit of a sea trial, just to basically make sure that they're all going okay, no major issues. So how are you, Mark?
And clean their bumps as well.
Yeah, yeah, clean the bottoms of the boats, as they say. You okay, Mark?
Yeah, good. Been busy since the sort of ease of the lockdown. It's been all hands to the pumps, really. So
you've done quite a lot of you.
Yeah, the weather's been good, so we've been rushing around getting boats lifted, putting boats back in the water, just sort of catching up, really.
Mark went and got a boat. We've got a Princess 50 Mark III, just come back from the Med. You went up last week, didn't you? Unloaded that.
Yeah, unloaded that off. Yeah, there's a lot of boats actually come up from the Med now. I guess the owners are going to Germany and Holland. I imagine the owners just want to guarantee the use of the boat for the summer, because their summers are very short and they're very precise as to when they can go on holiday, and as they don't know what's going on in the Med, it's worth spending the money to bring their boats up and cruise the North Sea for the canal zone.
So we're just going through the entrance, sorry to cut across there, Mark.
As always, sorry.
We're just going through the harbour entrance at Torquay. So the reason we're getting these done today is that the easterly winds are coming, and we often get this in Torbay. When you get a good high pressure over the country, you then get an easterly wind, and one thing Torbay doesn't like is easterly winds, because it gets pretty rough. So we're just going out, and even from earlier on, what was a mill pond earlier is now starting to chop up a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's a difference. I know you get a bit of onshore breeze, obviously it's quite a hot day, so, but as with this, as Tom was saying, with this high that's coming in slap over bang over the top of us, they're predicting fives and sixes from sort of Thursday onwards, which will make the boating in the bay sort of, unless you're a hardened sailor, fairly unpleasant. So we are trying to cram in as much as we can today and tomorrow morning. And yeah.
So what are we going to do on this boat? What are you looking for on this boat as we're going out to sea? You know, first
most importantly, temperature, because they tend to get snarled up, and you want to make sure they're still getting a good flow of water coming in to the intakes. I moved one this morning. I was on pod drives, and they hadn't moved for 6 months. Within 2 miles of leaving the marina, I was getting alarmed, went down, and the coolant was bubbling out of the top of the tank, and all that was doing, it's like being trying to run and being have somebody's hand around your throat. It was being strangled by weed. But after a few miles, going slow and doing a few circles, it broke free, and everything was fine. So it's little things like that. Just obviously boats have been sat now for such a long time, unable to be used, that's probably the biggest problem, is foul up and then potential blockage of the cooling systems. So we're looking for that. We want to run the fuel through as well, that's been sat in the injectors and the pipes, get the oils running, get the gearbox oils running, just cut the bearings, make sure they're not getting calcified up, get the shaft spinning, all that sort of thing, and just make sure everything, it's temperature, usually I just make sure it goes up to temperature and stays there. I'd have a steady rev, no fuel issues, no contamination, no vibrations, can't just bearing wear, that type of thing, or barnacle build up on the props, that type of thing.
So I wish you could see what we can see now. Literally, we've just gone out into the bay, there's barely a boat out here, clear day, isn't it? I mean, we can see bricks and...
Well, I think that's part of the thing with the lockdown, because there's been a lack of traffic, there's a lack of air, there's no air pollution. Some of the clarity we've had out at sea in the last few weeks has been amazing, and the sky's been so blue, so it's one of the few benefits, I guess, of what's been happening.
Yeah, it's good. And we've seen, I mean, I haven't really done a podcast for a couple of weeks, and that's, to be honest, we've been so busy. We found the last couple of days, it's really, the inquiry level's just gone crazy, getting loads and loads of inquiries, and I'm still working on my own, so Jamie and Sophie are going to come back next week. And I'm looking forward to them coming back, because there's just we're going to miss deals in a minute. We're going to drop things, and I'm going to miss a phone call or miss an inquiry, and we're going to lose out. So as we need to get back in and get going, get the office back up to speed, and get out there and doing some deals. And hopefully Mark will be able to help us do some seed trials and bits and pieces.
I'm wondering if actually people are maybe changing their priorities after what's happened, because we all take these sort of days like today, summer days, lovely seas, for granted, and maybe it's making people think, hang on, I want to actually go out and enjoy myself and get a boat or whatever it may be, or you know, just make most of their time. So it seems to me it's getting busier, and maybe that's partially why. Obviously you've got 3 months to make up on as well, haven't you? So
what we're doing now, we're just letting a bit of heat get in the engines, aren't we, now?
Yeah, just let it warm up.
This has got a pair of Volvo D6s in it, I think.
Yeah,
it's definitely Volvo's. It's got, Volvo levers.
We do know
what we're doing, honest. But now we're just picking up speed, so you can start to hear a bit more background noise probably. But that's 2,000 RPM. Mark's just put a bit of trim tab on the bow, just so we're actually driving this boat from down below, because we don't, even though it's a flybridge, we don't want to have to take all the cover off. We've got perfectly good visibility from the lower helm, so when there's two of you, I can give Mark a hand with the lines and stuff when we get back, so it makes it much easier, much quicker. So we're just picking up speed now. We've got a plotter here, so that's 9, 9.5, 10 knots. Feel the turbochargers kicking in now, coming up on the plane nicely. Temperature's all right?
Everything's good. No alarms, which is
nice. No alarms. So that's 13 knots now, just going out over the 5 metre contour line. It's always nice because it's pretty sheltered, really, pretty shallow as well. Tide's pretty high now, is it?
Yeah, high tide now.
High tide. So yeah, boat's going nicely, 14 knots. I don't think this is the fastest boat.
I think this does about 20 knots, but obviously it's so fouled up at the moment. Again, parked by a lot of weeds around it, trying to rip some of the weeds off.
And I think that's really important. If you're a boater and you haven't used your boat yet, I think it's really important that if you go to sea and your boat's weeded up, don't go and try and go full throttle straight away, because you'll end up overheating it, as Mark said, and you'll end up having to call the lifeboat out, which just goes against everything everyone's trying to do at the moment. So
give it a couple of miles, you know, on the plane, and it will start shredding some of that muck. If you go out as a swell, sometimes you run with the wave, pick up some speed from the wave rather than pushing the boat, that again will help strip some of the debris off the underneath. Right, a couple of tight circles, always nice to do.
So we're just coming up towards Paignton now, or Preston. You've got Paignton Pier, which you don't want to bump into, but it's a long way off as yet. You've got Paignton Harbour.
You don't go, do you?
So
well,
that's
a few
crab pots. So that's coming up now for 3,000 RPM. Sorry, guys.
Stand by.
That's just the VHF. If anyone wondered what the noise was, sorry about that. But that was just a bit of VHF interference there. But very few airplanes around at the moment as well. Normally Torbay is a real sort of, Bury Head's one of the navigational markers for a lot of the jets going out of the UK. So normally over Torbay there's a lot of air traffic, but very, very little today. A few people on the beaches, but a lot of people are still staying at home, so that's good.
Well, I think a lot of people are coming down, but they're just locals going out just for the day on the little sailboats, speedboats. The big stuff tends to be owned by people further afield, and they're not travelling at the moment.
So what we'll do for a minute is I'll pause the recording just while we've got this engine noise, and then I'll come back on when we get back towards the marina. So welcome back. We've had a bit of an issue. The first half of this podcast was recorded when Mark and I went out on a boat, but somehow, although I resumed recording when we got back, the recording didn't record. So I do apologise for that, but basically, just to round that one off, we've been out on that boat, we did a sea trial, we did manage to get it back into the berth without crashing it, didn't we, Mark?
Just about, yeah.
Just about. And we kept the owner happy because the boat had a good run out. So, but it was just really to indicate really what we should be doing at the end of the lockdown process.
But it's interesting now, we were just chatting about it before we started the podcast.
Stop right there. This is for the old podcast.
All right.
Anyway, we're going to sign this one off now, and then we're going to do another podcast. So, hope you've enjoyed listening, guys.
Just cut that back down.
Listen to the next one. Thank you. Bye.